here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday. It's the 15th of April, 2012. It's the birthday of Henry James, author of 20 novels, 112 stories, 12 plays, and several books of travel and criticism. Born in New York City, 1843. Father was a friend of Thoreau, Emerson, Hawthorne. Family traveled throughout Europe. When Henry James was in his 20s and writing short stories, he moved to Europe because he could live cheaply there, and he fell in love with England. He wrote, "The capital of the human race happens to be British." What he really wanted to be, though, was a dramatist. But one of his plays was poorly received, and James himself was booed on opening night, and that discouraged him. He never earned much money from his writing, nor did he win the acclaim that he had hoped for. His friend Edith Wharton lobbied for him to win the Nobel Prize, to no avail. And towards the end of his life, James got a generous advance from Scribner's for a new book, an advance that actually secretly came from Edith Wharton. It was on this day, 1802, William Wordsworth and his sister Dorothy were walking along the banks of Ullswater Lake, 9 miles long in the Lake District, and they happened upon a profusion of daffodils. Dorothy wrote down a description of the daffodils, and Wordsworth wrote the poem 5 years later that begins, "I wandered lonely as a cloud that floats on high o'er vales and hills when all at once I saw a crowd, a host of golden daffodils beside the lake, beneath the trees, fluttering and dancing in the breeze." It's the birthday of Leonardo da Vinci, born Leonardo di Ser Piero da Vinci in Vinci, Italy, 1452, best known for his Mona Lisa and The Last Supper, two of the most famous paintings in the world. But he left fewer than 30 paintings when he died, and most of those were unfinished. He was a perfectionist and a procrastinator, having worked on the Mona Lisa on and off for the last 15 years of his life. He was drawing up plans for inventions like the submarine, the helicopter, the armored tank, and the alarm clock, none of which came to fruition in his life. Here's a poem for today by Philip Booth entitled "Wear." I hate how things wear out. Not elbows, collars, cuffs, they fit me, lightly frayed. Not belts or paint or rust, not routine maintenance. On my own hook, I cope with surfaces, with all that rubs away, flakes off, or fades on schedule. What eats at me is what wears from the inside out, bearings, couplings, universal joints, old differentials, rings and points, frictions hidden in such dark they build to heat before they come to light. What gets to me is how valves wear, the slow leak in old circuitry, the hairline fracture under stress. With all my heart, I hate pumps losing prime, immeasurable overloads, ungauged fatigue in linkages. I hate myself for wasting time on hate. The cost of speed came with the bill of sale. The rest was never under warranty. 5 years ago, I turned in every year. This year, I rebuilt parts. What hurts is how blind tired I get. The poem entitled "Where" by Philip Booth from Lifeline Selected Poems, published by Viking, used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, the oldest monthly devoted to verse in the English-speaking world. You can join its centennial celebration and become a subscriber at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Nick Vetter, engineered by Noah Smith. Be well, do good work, keep in touch.